Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody in the room, listen up.
Are you the next model or superstar looking to break into the entertainment industry but need the right exposure? Look no further than IPH, Infinity Powerhouse. The source for models, talent, ads, and media is searching for the next breakout star to be promoted and featured on all of its media platforms, including Gucci Style, TM and TSN Magazine, and IPH Magazine.
Mr. DeMille, I'm ready for my close-up.
IPH is currently looking for media professionals and clients to help advertise their brands on the number one leading source for talent exposure, IPH. For more info or to subscribe to IPH Digital Publication Magazines, visit them at InfinityPowerhouse.com or send an email to InfinityPowerhouse@gmail.com. Infinity is spelled I-N-F-I-N-I-T-I. IPH, bring an innovative mindset to the forefront.
Yes, you are what you say you are, a superstar.
Oh, welcome, 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 everybody. This is Live Your Dream, and this day is definitely here, and we're excited to be a part of our networking party launch, not only launching but kicking off. We kind of actually held back a couple of weeks because we've been doing a lot of traveling, and with that comes a lot of time and energy, but the exciting part about it all is that we get to meet so many great people that definitely we are making a difference. They tell us up front, they see us on the web, they hear us on a radio talk show, and they you know, up front and say, Darlene, you are doing it. So I'm just super excited about that in itself. I also was in New York also, met with some people there, some business partners, and that information will be coming out soon. Not only that, we had a family reunion. As you all follow me on Facebook, we lived it up. So we have been actually taking a moment just to narrow and get things together for other big things that are coming our way as well. On today, we have our guest, and we already put out in social media. So just prior to actually him coming in and everything into the building, he is here. He is live. He actually parked a little bit from the location, and he was like, well, I'll just go ahead and walk to the location. So he came up and he saw the scene and he was scenery. He was like, oh, yeah, we could do a photo shoot here. So that's exciting, excited. So I'm going to get him on shortly. I'm going to go ahead and bring my other guest in on also. And I was told to call her TT.
Hey, I'm here.
Okay. Hi, how are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing fine. How are you doing?
Wonderful, wonderful. You have Christopher with you also?
Yes, say hi.
Hey.
Hi, Christopher. Nice to meet you.
It's nice to meet you, too.
Oh, awesome, awesome. So I'm going to let our guest introduce himself, and then I'm going to let y'all introduce yourself. I know I already called Christopher's name, but I'd like to do that so they can make sure they get that type of not only exposure, but just used to being on the radio talk show as well if they haven't. So who we have here in front of me? Who's our guest?
Hey, what's going on, everybody? My name is Patrick Silver Davis. Everybody told me over here in our world. I'm a big-time photographer. I have locations all over throughout the States and the Philippines and also in Europe, which I will be back in Europe in about 3 more weeks now because I got a big-time photo shoot over there for 20 calendar.
Ooh.
Hang out with the car guys. And I've never been to Germany. So I got to hit that Autobahn. I'm not even getting I've been going for a minute, though, but I do not like them. I
got to
have the Autobahn.
Yeah, yeah. Well, definitely, as you all can tell, his name is Sober. And you want to give us the storyline behind Sober, why you call yourself Sober?
I call myself Sober because I just choose not to drink. You know, I'm a retired military, so you would think that I would be turning it up right now. But actually, no, I just decided not to drink. So, hang out, drive a little bit, and drive.
Hello. Yeah, it is. Well, you can tell that he has a lot going on, and we're going to get into that a little bit later, but we're going to have our guest on our line going to introduce himself. So you can start, Christopher. Give us your full name and tell us what do you do.
Mama. My name is Christopher Talbert, and I model, act, play baseball, Boy Scouts, and I go to Wakefield Elementary.
Oh, Awesome, awesome. Well, Christopher, I've noticed your pictures online, and I always say when I see a cutie, I said he is a cutie pie. Christopher, you are definitely, I know, with all your pictures of you, so photogenic. So I know your mom and everybody excited to have you follow your dreams. So tell us about school. Are people in school knowing that you're doing your modeling? Do you let people know that?
My principal, Mr. Taylor, he's been my principal for how long? I think 6 years at Wakefield Elementary. It's going to be his seventh being the principal at my school. And he know about the shows I've been in and the magazines.
Awesome, awesome. And you've done a lot compared to a lot of people. Yes. Have he been in your magazine also?
Yes, Focus? He's been on the not Focus, I just created Focus.
Okay.
He would be in it, but he's been on the cover of last year. Yes, he's been on the cover. I went down and do some pictures with my nephew.
Yeah.
But kind of weird, you know, seeing him from a baby to now that he's on the runway and all these different things.
Yeah.
But I'm proud of him.
Well, he is doing amazing, amazing things. And I had a chance to meet T.T. actually over the phone. And then I haven't got my final confirmation whether or not I'm going to go down, to Atlanta. But if not, then if I do, I'll get to meet you all there as well. So tell us your full name and what do you do? Because I know you a manager of your child.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. My name is Tanisha Talbert, and I am the manager for Christopher. I started him off when he was only 4 years old, and it's actually crazy how I started him off. I was a preschool teacher at a private school, and a lady named Teresa Baker, daughter, went there. She informed us about an audition for a modeling agency she had called Izumi Model and Talent. I took Christopher there at the age of 4, and my baby has soared since then.
Wow.
And yes, ma'am, and we have not stopped at all.
Yes, yes. Well, and I see the potential. I see the excitement. You can just tell just from his part, the way he carried himself on the runway. I'm just excited for him. And Christopher, going back to school, I know with school, kids and everybody they see someone doing that is different. Have you shared the insight with any of your friends that make them, they may want to become a model also?
Yes, ma'am. People ask me on a daily basis, how did I get my son's story? And I just actually inform them of who to contact, let them know to do professional photos of their child, put their child out, go to some of the fashion shows, network, meet people, and that's the only thing I did, networking. The best thing to do, the best key is to just network, and you will get there.
Right, right, and that is definitely so true. So, Sue, you speak with me on yesterday, and I just want to actually let everybody out there know I do have people also on our message board, and you all are waiting for the live video to come up. Unfortunately, something's going on with the signal in our actually office front here today, so I do apologize, but once we get it up, we will definitely let you all know to tune in to Darlene Parents page and just click on our live interaction. But in the meantime, while we get that worked on, I want to go and back to you also, TC, and tell you thank you, because today, by me and you chatting, you were able to tell me about your uncle, and now he's sitting in front of me, and he already shared a lot with me before the time. He was way ahead of time, on time, and shared with me already insights too about the magazine, and, you know, even already, we already talked about doing the photo shoot. Oh, yes, so they're so excited. So I want to tell you thank you. Thank you for introducing us, because that's what it's all about. So, Sober, tell us, what made you want to do all that you're doing? Because I know you got to start with the far as being a photographer. How did you get into that?
Okay. Oh, we'll be here all night. No, but what really got me into photography was always didn't want to be the person that has to get back. kid that was taking all the photos.
Right.
So as I, when I graduated, and as I was, I like to travel, I always, you know, back then we didn't have no social media. I'm always there. It was, so all the stuff just came together.
Right.
And then I would go, as a, when I was a Rough Rider, I don't know if you're familiar with the Rough Rider.
Yeah, I've heard of them.
I was a Rough Rider from 2006. Every time I went to a stand for a ride or whatever, I'm always captain solo. And I created GM in 2012.
Wow.
And because my love for automotive was bikes and cars and everything else, I had to, thought I was going to, on 2DM, really get into photography. I had a friend, my name is Glenn Brown, who is the co-founder of 2DM. She was a model in New York, and also a veteran too.
Wow.
So she was telling me, hey, you need some this, you need some that. So I thought it was pretty great. So I wanted to be picking.
Wow.
So now I have taken pictures all over this place. I'd have been in Paris taking pictures.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not a lot of people like to go to Paris to see the Mona Lisa.
Yeah.
You'd be disappointed when you
see. Oh, you really? What?
Really small.
It's really small.
Really small. Right now. But the little square, everything is at, is really nice. Getting pictures at the Eiffel Tower, climbing up the Eiffel Tower, stepping in first and second floor was great. But going to the city of Versailles, that was just amazing.
I have to show you some pictures. The way they build it is when the sun comes up, the whole thing goes. Oh, God, that got to be so amazing. It is beautiful. So amazing. So amazing. So, I got photos of the day, models and everything else. Wow. So, now, TC, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello? Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Whenever we're not, you know, talking directly, say to you all, if you can put us on mute. I'm sorry, I didn't give that in front, actually earlier. But yeah, so then that'll take away from the background noise. Just put it on mute, and then when we get a chance to talk to you all, we'll bring you back on, okay? If you don't mind.
Yes, ma'am. I totally understand.
All right. Thank you. So when it comes down to you not only being a photographer, a lot of people dream about doing that. I'm even believe that I want to take up a camera and start shooting because it's just the passion behind just knowing that on the other end, someone wants that to be seen across the world for exposure for different things. And I'm just a person that don't wait on anybody for anything, basically. If I need something, I at least try to do it. And that's just one area that I'm not good in doing, so I need to actually get better. Now, my kids did buy me a camera and asked me where that at. I left it in Atlanta on a business trip, and they still holding it up like, when are you coming back to get it? You want us to mail it? And I'm like, no, I'm coming. So I'm excited to hear that you said that because I have many photographers, and that's another part of what we have. We have a business network for photographers. That's one aspect of it. So I would love for you to look into that and join forces with us because that's considered to be a resource to the models, and our models are across the whole world, so it's just not in one area.
One thing I have noticed about a lot of photographers is that a lot of photographers, it's not about the equipment. You can get, as we talked about a little bit before, you get photographers come out with the whole layout and everything else, but the quality of the pictures and the angles and all that stuff is what no matter about the program, some of them are pretty good with the program and some of them are not. And I'm not the best, though, but I'm just pretty good with what I do. I have a mentor. His name is Lyndon Johnson. He tells me all the time, do you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you. Don't ever let nobody take away from what you're doing. You do you. And by me doing me, that's how you see the photos here in the magazines and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
No matter where I go, because some photographers will only shoot, for instance, models this way. Some of them will only shoot cars.
Right.
So I'm the model that will shoot everything.
No matter
what you got going on, and not to mention, I do it mostly for free.
Right.
Because being retired, I love it. I think if I made it a job, I probably wouldn't love it. You know? But
so it's like a hobby too.
And just, you know, a lot of times the models, I just went and did a shoot in Florida, and the lady that had the models and all, they all love my work.
Mm-hmm.
And the other models, I mean, the other photographers that were there, they only gave them like one shot of all the pictures that they took of him, and then they're going to charge him $25 per shot after that.
Wow.
Now, I understand people got to make money, and if that's what life is, that's fine. But for me, I'm good. So I just want to show people what I can do. And at the end of the day, a model got her pictures, a car guy got some pictures and all that. 2DM got put out there.
Right.
And if anybody needs me for anything else, then call.
Awesome, awesome. Well, that is definitely outstanding, and I just hats off to you and all that you do, because not only that, you have the photos to show in your magazine. So
yes.
Tell us about your magazine. So you have Focus, and what else other magazines do you
have? I have several magazines I've put out, No Secret and all that on I've been wanting to do, because I have girls that model, and I have girls that live that in Europe that's from Bulgaria.
Right.
From Great Britain, from Germany, from Austria. And these girls and all, they are gorgeous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, beautiful.
We have a beautiful Dory. She's from Bulgaria. She's on the cover.
Yeah.
And so when I do these photos with them, I want to just create something other than just a car magazine. Because a lot of times I go to car events over in Germany, and we travel 2 and 3 hours and stuff to get to these events. So we have Lambos, we have Ferraris, we have everything there. So to bring the eye candy for the girls there, if it was a plus, representing what we do. So I decided, you know what, I want to do a fashion magazine. So I created Focus just recently, put her on the cover. She went to Italy, to Venice. She did a trip. She took some photos. She's a photographer also. So
wow.
She took her pictures, submit them to me. We put it together, came up with it.
Wow. Now, that is awesome. So, yeah, we're going to have you come back over. We're going to just try to go through instant live. Yasmin? Let's go from that angle there. I know, TT, you all are on, and I know you're listening to your uncle, and I think you said that at one point you stayed with him here in Fayetteville?
Oh, my Lord.
TT, are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, so that is interesting because we moved here back about 14 years ago. I still haven't claimed the city as my home yet. I don't know why, but we lived here about 14 years ago. So tell us your experience and also just seeing the passion that you see. He's actually saying to all the listeners and viewers now. Tell us about your as far as your interaction with your uncle, because it sounds like he's one of your favorites.
Yes, he actually is my favorite uncle, and when I talk about him, I mention myself, yes, ma'am, I mention myself as a part military brat, because growing up, you know, in this world, you go on the right track and you have the wrong track, and when, you know, my mom would think it's best for me to, you know, visit my uncle, you know, I would visit him,
yeah.
And my first time ever going to Fayetteville, North Carolina, was actually summer of 2005, and I was there watching my cousins, and I actually enjoyed being there, but my uncle, I say over the kids, I put it like that because I was babysitting them while he worked. But he took me out, took me different places, and basically I got to see different things, and it was a different experience. I also was in Killeen, Texas with him, which I love Killeen, Texas. And if he can take me back there, I want to go back, Uncle Pat. And I graduated, right. And I graduated high school with him as well. I finished high school in Fort Smith, Arkansas, and he was stationed in Fort Chaffee. And since then, I have reached out to him on me coming to the East Coast, to actually where he's at in Fayetteville, but he actually is in Germany now. So I'm trying to make my predominant home now in Georgia.
Oh, wow. So have you been to Germany yet?
No, ma'am, I do not have a passport, but when I get a passport for me and my kids, we're done. We're
going
to go visit.
Well,
that's a place I would love to go visit.
Yes, yes. Well, I tell everybody, those are the best 4 years of my life, just living. That's when I got the closest to God and know God for myself. We lived on the economy for the 4 years, and I could not seem to understand how could a private, you really couldn't afford to live on the economy, was living on the economy, but that's the way they had it set up. But we didn't have any TV, we didn't have anything other than we just had, you know, just your alone time when he was at work. I was basically a housewife, and I took care of the two girls over there. So that was like one of the, I would truly say, even the Christian walk in faith there, just seeing, you know, the crosses at the beginning of the field and different things, how they believe in God and believe in Jesus Christ, that was just definitely amazing to me, just to see not only the world doesn't stop where I lived in my little small hometown, but it's just, you know, it's just everywhere. So how do you pronounce your first name? Because I know before we got on, I was like, now how do you pronounce your first name again? So share with the listeners how you pronounce your first name, because it's R-E apostrophe S-H-A.
My first name is Tanisha, and my middle name is Riche.
Riche.
Okay. And that's Riche Talbert.
Okay, because that's what we see on Facebook, too. So we're going to, before we close out, we're going to give you all both a chance to share with the listeners and viewers and then answer any questions. I see thumbs up. And normally thumbs up meaning that they're loving everything, they don't have any questions. But anything that you want to share as a mother who has a child in the industry with other mothers, I know you shared some insights earlier, but anything else that you would like to share, you know, with a mother in the industry, especially in the social media world?
Yes, ma'am. As far as being a mother in the industry, you have to be dedicated for your child. Something that you want, your child has to want that. And from my perspective, it's something that my child wants hard in school, hard around the house. He work hard with his family just to keep going in this industry.
Yeah, you're kind of fading out a little bit. Yeah, you kind of fading out a little bit. I'm not sure what is if your signal on your phone. Normally, back in the day, I would say, "Who you got a phone with?" Huh?
Yeah. And then it just went out.
Yeah, kind of faded out a little bit. Yeah. So, I think she. I don't know if she can hear us or not. But
can you hear me?
Now I can hear you now. But yeah, how many signal bars you got now?
I have all my signal bars. We have a tornado siren going off now.
Oh my goodness. I did hear a beep, and I thought I heard something like that.
Yeah, you probably
want to
go.
Yes, ma'am.
So we're not going to hold you all, but I just want to say thank you, and we'll have you all back on again also. And then I know we talked about joining our network, and that's, you know, phenomenal. That's awesome. So definitely we'll have you back on. You have anything else you want to say to your uncle before you get off?
Yes, I have one more thing to my uncle and everybody. Be on the lookout, which is under construction right now. The online clothing store, and the founder of this online store is Christopher. It will be up to me. We'll be selling online kid clothing, boys and girls.
Oh, yeah. So everybody who's listening, too, I know she's going in and out. Me and her kind of chatted about that also, about having an online store as far as designer, which Christopher's going to be pretty much a designer. I forgot what name she actually provided, but we can share that with you all. Also, you recall what name she said for the store?
It's like.
I'm sorry, say that one more time.
Kid Spice.
Okay, Kids Spice Inc. Ooh, nice. So definitely we're going to be on the lookout for that. But go ahead and close out. I will give where the sign, find you on Facebook before we close out, because I know you said like a storm is there.
Yes, ma'am. I really need to hang up the line right now.
Yeah, go ahead. Please do. And I do appreciate you all, and we'll have you all back on.
All
right, let me see.
I'll give you a call a little bit later.
Okay. Yeah.
So,
sirens
went off. That's
funny. Yeah.
Probably about a good 10
minutes. So, does that happen there often, though?
Yeah.
Ooh, Lord.
Here in Fayetteville, they don't have a siren, but when the siren cuts down within about 10 miles or whatever, that siren's going to go
Oh, wow. Right, right, right. So, everyone, what you hear right now is a song actually by one of our rappers out of our network. And this is something new he just put out. One of his thing is called Check It. And basically one of his different, yeah, that's not going to let's do this. One of his songs out also is Boss Move in Carolina, Throw It Up. He is a local rapper out of Clinton, North Carolina. His name is Koss. And he's on our network probably about 4 months ago. And shout out to David Baggett, which is his manager. Koss has been doing a lot of great, great, great things. He has been in different magazines. Also, he's going to be in our magazine coming up as well also. So we're excited to have him. So as we get that rocking and rolling, we're going to go back to you also, Sober. And I know you said with your kids and everything, you have actually two kids?
No, I wish I did.
Oh, okay.
No, I have four daughters and a son.
Wow.
I have a little 6-year-old here with me. He's running around full of energy and everything else. But that's okay.
Wow.
I got remarried and started over.
So how long have you been married again?
I've been married, this summer will be 10 years.
10 years? Well, that recently. You've been married 10 years. That's a good little bit there.
Yes.
Yeah. Wow. So what you hear next at this point, everyone, is called Boss Move by Koss. Our signal is going out. You would think that we're in a storm, but we came in the office space and we just noticed that a lot of things is just not functioning right now, but we believe in moving forward and not letting anything hold us back. So again, Koss, Boss Move.
Move to the right, move like a player, no shooting on the coupe, cut a coupe, short cares on the gate, on the kick, man, kid over there, on the kick, in my chair like a boss, don't care, got the gators on my feet, like the swamp people there, right up on the beach, but the llamas over there, gorillas over there, the killers over there, the villains on the drink, a miller over there, on the kick, in my chair like a boss, don't care, on the cow, who's the kick, the city, food, the weather's clear. Down in the air, got a body from the real now back. Take the car, wet the wood off. We got a feet laid back. Nigga, lady, when I see got the nigga to the front, two cars to the rear. Think about the ball, nigga, brag all with a thin. Put the ball to the rear, get the ball to the rear. And the ball to the front, living on lane. Just ain't changed in a year, same change in a year. Eating good cubs, blue brains in a year. Eating good cubs, blue brains in a year. Long game, crazy, I mean, came up in the year. On the ball, on the chair, sitting in the chair, sitting in the chair.
Thank you. Right. So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you all for tuning in. We're still here, and thank you for just bearing with us. I'm just excited to have our guest on, Sober, who's doing a lot of big things. So we talk about the being a photographer. We also, so I want to hear about the business when it comes to the cars and the bikes and all that. So tell us about that. How did you get into doing that?
Yeah, well, I've always been has been a car enthusiast. So once I got going and I was able to get my own business, where I wanted to move up to the car shows, from across the country traveling all these different car shows, I was like, you know what? Something I did notice was got the cars there, they were the girls,
wow.
Photographers.
Right.
So once I just combined my love for photography, and I was a Army recruiter also, so I can recruit. My mom always saying, hey, you know, rejection is a part of life. If you can
right.
deal with rejection, you can deal with anything. So
right.
if the girls say no, somebody's going to say yes. And
right.
they, you know, the rest is history. We just combined it all together, so I do car shows here. I will be at a car show actually this Saturday at Brian Honda on Rayford Road. A friend of mine, he's a retiree. He's hosting a truck show for a charity, which that's what my organization is all about.
Wow.
A lot of charity stuff. And so I have my Hummer out there. I'll be taking photos for him. And
yeah.
I'll take all the photos for him. You
yeah.
got to worry about nothing. I will do it.
Yeah.
And I'll be the same thing in Germany also. If I'm traveling, I'll be at a car event in the middle of August when I return for them. And then I'll be at the Beamer Fest where you get all the expensive BMW M3s.
Ooh.
You know, some people know about BMWs, but being over in Germany, they teach you another thing about M3s, which is like a upper echelon of BMW. And I did last year, I did the Beamer Fest with them.
Right. Awesome. So as you hear it, you all, he is doing it big, and I love it. So recently you just heard Koss. He is a local rapper out of Clinton, North Carolina, who's doing big things. How you can reach him is C-O-S-T. If you're looking for his actually business fan page, it's C-O with the dollar sign T. So Koss Barksdale, please look him up on Facebook. Book him for your next event. Your next showcase, for, you know, your parties and everything. So he loves to get out there and show his skills. He was recently seen at Club Radium here in Fayetteville, and he blew it up. I wasn't there at the event, but I was in New York at the time, but they said he did an awesome job. So what you hear now is Marilyn Fox. She's a 13-year-old out of Los Angeles who allowed us to grace the cover, have her grace our cover of Top Models of Talent Scout Network. And she is doing it big. Her manager name is Stevenson, who is definitely a manager that works with Jennifer Lopez. When you think of Michael Jackson, to Janet Jackson, so many different artists within Los Angeles. And in her video, there's a lot of celebrity kids are in her video, and they are just dancing. And there's a great sound for kids who don't hear the fantasy name, and they're just having fun and having a ball. So check her out, Marilyn Fox. She's on YouTube. It's M-A-Y-L-I-N Fox. And this song is called How We Do It. And the last time I checked, it was about 130,000 views in. I see you out there. I see some thumbs up. Thank you all for tuning in one time. This is awesome. And next show that we will have, we'll let you all know, we are going to our 100th show. We are right now in 93, which will be actually this showcase right here. So we want to hit our 100th mark on our anniversary. We also have another radio show called IPH Network and Updates. So you'll be seeing and hearing a lot more about that as well. We want to get people on and talk about what's going on where it says Black Lives Matter. I just passed, it's called the Market Square, just moments ago, and a young man is out there. He was out there yesterday, and I'm probably, once we get our, make sure Facebook is live, I want to stop and just get his insights and actually share it. D.L. Hughley is definitely making an impact. He is talking about what's going on out there with Black Lives, And, you know, so much when you do that, then a lot of, you know, other, you know, as far as not only nationalities, but other, you know, people, they're asking why is so much about, you know, blacks, but this is what is happening to us. And it's stuff that is could be not, you know, not, you know, far as not happening. It's just simple as that. It's just someone make a decision. And I just love the way how DL to sum it up. Basically, if you got fair, then you, if that job spares you that much, you might want to go find a job someplace else, you know. So definitely we're going to have different chats on about that too. So we're about to close out, but this question is asking about the bike show. Anything coming up that you're having, the one that is coming up on Saturday, is it here in Fayetteville?
It is here in Fayetteville.
Okay.
The car show that I'm going to is actually called the truck show. That's one of the first ones that they have actually seen. It, most of the time it's car, truck, and bike show.
Mm-hmm.
But this gentleman, he actually asked me, the guy with the bigger truck. I think they might have something for cars too, because it's in Bryan Honda. But it's
okay.
It is this Saturday, July 16th, over at Bryan Honda on Rachel Road. You'll see pretty much everybody staying stuff. Bring your cars, bring your trucks through, come through. Even if you don't want to do the show, but everything he does is for charity. He has this lifted excursion. And I don't know if anybody has seen it. Normally you have like the military trailer behind it.
Mm-hmm.
Great gentleman. I don't have his name right off hand though, because I'm pretty mm-hmm. much, I can talk to people
yeah.
all day long, but not really get
yeah.
their name.
Get a name.
But for his event, it's going to be nice. It's strictly for charity. And that's the way he always has it done.
Wow.
So you know, if you go there and enter, and if for whatever reason you win some, at least you know you can walk away and say, I gave that.
Right.
The most important.
Right. So that was for John. So, John, thank you for that question. I know, because I believe you said you have a Hummer. So any other vehicles you have that you want to share with us that you actually put a lot of work towards and getting it up to?
Yes, I have. My wife, she thinks I got a car. I have a 2009 Nissan 370Z that I put on the track. I actually be racing on the track at Fayetteville Motorsport.
Uh-huh.
I'll be out there running the quarter mile with somebody out there just having fun. So I'll be there Friday night. I have another 05 Pontiac Grand Prix. That's my baby. A lot of people are like, you got a Hummer, you got a Nissan, why do you like this car? Because it just means so much.
Yeah, it means so much, yeah.
There's sentimental value to that car. I have a VX14 motorcycle Kawasaki that's in Germany right now. I put on the Autobahn all the time. Max speed I got is about 183.
Woo! 183?
Yeah, it can go faster, though, but that just scared me. So
yes, and when I was used to be in the far right lane. I mean, but I can see sometimes, you know, you want to get in that speed mode.
Yeah. I'm always on the speed mode.
You see cars like, shoo!
Yeah, I was on 2 miles from my house and all
yeah.
that. So when I'm not doing nothing, my wife at work, my daughter in school,
yeah.
I can drive the next 70 miles as fast as I want to go. So,
wow.
And then I have a BMW over in Germany that, of course, I'll be on the Nürburgring. I don't know the audience know anything about the Nürburgring, you can always YouTube it. It's one of the most famous tracks that people take their cars out there and to race.
So
you will see from turbo Lambos to Ferraris to just name it. Pretty much
yeah.
any kind of expensive car or just a low end car for Volkswagen and all that, because anybody from Germany knows German cars are meant to run.
Right.
They're meant to run. They don't have governors.
Right.
Those cars move on. So from pretty much any car that can get on that track and on and run for the tour season, they're gonna let them out there. So,
wow.
So those are vehicles I have, and
wow.
I'm planning on next year purchasing something.
Yeah. So there you go, everyone. This sounds exciting. It sounds like a lot of fun. But this he is definitely living out his passion and dreams. On his hat says Dream Chaser.
Yeah.
And I noticed your tattoos too. That it actually have your on the side here for your business.
Yes,
yeah,
I have
okay.
CDM car truck.
Yes.
Shout out to my man Jonathan Dow. He's a tattoo artist.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm definitely. I'm retired. I retired at 42. I'm enjoying by.
I'm
ups and downs, so, but at the end of the day, I got my family. I got my love for what I do, and I'm okay in life.
That's really what's up, everyone. And that brings us to our close. But before we go, how can someone reach you?
Hey, if you want to reach out to me, I'm a Facebook junkie. I'm sorry, guys. Facebook junkie. You can hit me up, send me an inbox and all that, or ask the request brand Patrick Sober Davis on Facebook, or you can just
it's Sober Davis 16.
And it's pretty much with the Roman number 2.
Saturday, July 16th at the Greensboro Coliseum. It's the hottest concert of the triad.
You can type in that.
Wow. So there you go, everyone. So we're going to close out. Actually, you're hearing this promotional campaign. So there he is. For life, he is one of the promoters for the Summer Jam at Greensboro, North Carolina. Many people that can be there from our network is going to be there. He has a person who actually won opportunity to perform as an artist. He was actually in our office space a couple of weeks ago. His name is Curtis, and he is going to be phenomenal. So it's Frank that Mike Jack is actually the founder. He's going to be performing. So shout out to him. And it's also his producer and also his manager. So definitely, I want to tell you thank you so much for coming aboard with us. And let us know that, you know, this keeps my faith even further to see that, you know, that is possible, because this is what it's all about, just having a network of people that you can connect with and just, you know, just bump things off. And sometimes it's just by prayer, because I ask God all the time to open doors for me. And I know whatever doors he's opening, it's going to be of him, and it will remain open or either open so wide. So all I had to do is walk in. So different things about the magazine, things like I need like insights with. He came in with the magazine in hand. And that just stirred up the conversation automatically without me even have to dig deep or try to find anything about him. And he is when you see someone just have a lot of energy towards his what he loves and what he does with cars. But it sounds similar to me as someone who lives out their passion, their dreams, and you helping others to get there and have their and have theirs as well. So more to come from him. We hope to get you in our magazine, one of our magazines. So we already talked to him about, you know, possibly doing the covers for our three magazines for October. So you all definitely be hearing more. And he already gave his information how you can locate him, and also how you can do far as get with his niece. And we call her TT, but she is on Facebook, and her son name is Christopher. He's a model out of Arkansas as well. I was just there probably about 2 months ago judging this competition, modeling competition. So just great people live out there. So shout out to Whitney. She was she's actually the what did she win again? Yeah, Miss Arkansas. She Whitney.
We got a lot of beautiful women.
Beautiful
women. We had at least about four or five girls, maybe up to six, that have been on American Next Top Model.
Wow.
I think two of them
but
actually
you know,
won. So,
I'm
yeah,
telling
it's,
you.
It's beautiful ladies out there.
Well, it is too. That is a whole area of they are, when I say you, they are thirsty, hungry, they want it.
Yep.
I have never seen another place. You would think that would be New York. You would think that might be Atlanta. But they're more to me after thirsty. Now, the young ones in Atlanta, the little young ones, I have a lot of models, they're there. But when I go to looking at in that area, oh, my God, they just love it. They want the exposure, and they just love it. So I'm just grateful. So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you again for tuning in to Live Your Dream. So as we carry out the show, we, at the count of three, we say Live Your Dream. So you ready?
Yep.
All right. One, two, three. Yes, live your dream. Woo! Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. All right, everyone. Yeah, have a great night, and see us on Facebook with our kickoff party still going in action from 7 to 9, where we will go Facebook Live. We have to take it to our home front because right now something's going with the signal strength here, but we're going to move forward. Have a great night, everybody. Bye-bye.